The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And on this Wednesday, the 6th day of June, or July, 6th day of July, I know I'd get it right. In fact, this is Wendy Wednesday. But before we go there, we have on the board that young and upcoming radio legend, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Courageous. Now we have Miss Wendy Wilson. Are you there, Miss Wendy?
I'm here, Pastor. Good evening.
Good evening. You're known to be the all-natural woman, you know, from the apothecary. And,
okay.
You see, Wendy, I know what a woman is. I'm not, you know, I'm way ahead of those people, those Democrats, way ahead of them. I've always known what a woman is. And, Wendy, trust me, you're an all-natural woman.
Well, I thank you.
All right. Okay. There you go. I could tell there are some of those out there, especially from the squat and that I couldn't say that about Wendy. I didn't write this, but in the book of Jude, they're referred to as beasts. What do you think of that?
I believe it.
All right. Okay, listen, before we get started, we got a something very serious. Tomorrow, Brian Park. And you've heard Brian in a number of the songs that we play. He's in some of the songs that we've sang. And I tried to find tonight, now we're going to play some of his solos, but we couldn't find them. But Brian is due to have open heart surgery tomorrow. And so we're going to go, and I'm going to ask all the folks out there listening to join with me and help to hold him up in prayer, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Brian up tomorrow. We know open heart surgery can be a very, very serious thing. We just would ask, Lord God, that you would be there with him, that you would hedge him round about, Lord, and see that no harm come. Guide the hands of the physicians, Lord, and Lord, that he might receive a complete and total healing, and Lord, that he would turn his desires towards you more and more every day and everything in every way. And this we ask, Lord, again in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty. Wendy, the title of my message was Reestablishing Liberty Throughout the Land. And, you know, that reminds me about something there, Reestablishing Liberty Throughout the Land, because on July 14th, one week, next Thursday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, we, the people of Canton, Ohio, is bringing to you none other than this guy, Pastor Ernie Sanders. And he will be, Lord's willing, speaking out there at 4118 Belden Village Street, Northwest, in Canton. And the doors open at 6:30. And the program starts at 7:30, but you can get there and get something to eat beforehand because it's in a restaurant. And so I'm planning on doing that. And so mark your calendars because I'm going to be speaking on Wendy, where do we go from here? And I got a feeling it's going to be interesting. So we encourage you to come out. I'd like to meet a lot of you folks out there that the Canton area that I hear from. So that's a week from tomorrow, the 14th of July. Be looking forward to seeing you. Now, Wendy, the title of the message was, again, Reestablishing Liberty Throughout the Land. And we're going to pick it up where we left off in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. In 1 Chronicles 16, verses 20 through 30. You ready to roll?
Not yet.
Right.
Okay, 1 Chronicles what? 16?
Yeah, 1 Chronicles 16.
Okay, I'm there now. Go ahead.
Verses 20 through 30.
All right.
And when they went from nation to nation and from kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth the day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all the nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, you kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord thy glory, do his name, and bring forth an offering. And come before him, worship the Lord in thy beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall stand, shall be stable, that it be not moved. Well, here, when we look at this, first of all, is there any God besides the Lord?
No.
No. Now, is there any better explanation? Is there, for all of creation, is there any better explanation that can be found than right here in God's Word, the King James Bible?
No, right there.
Okay, so in this Bible, does this Word of God speak with absolute, total authority?
Yep, absolutely.
And so, here, we see out there people rushing, trying to find any other explanation for all of creation, and any other explanation for the Almighty God than the real one, huh?
Right.
Why do you think that is?
Well, God's powerful. There's nothing he can't do.
Well, you know that, and I know that, but that's not the reason. See, the reason that they don't want to recognize an Almighty God is because an Almighty God must judge sin. Because he's a holy God, huh?
Right.
And so these people that don't want to, they don't want to be accountable, especially the very, very rich, the wealthy. The billionaires, they think that their God is their money, and their money has made them a God. George Soros said he was a God, okay? Obama alluded to being a God. What's her name? The woman that had a TV show, I'm trying to think of her name. See, she's already being forgotten, but she professed that she was the source of her own salvation. Do you know what I'm talking about? The black woman? She had the TV show.
You're talking about Oprah?
Oprah. Yeah, Oprah. Yeah, Oprah. Anyhow, and so, you say now, Oprah was You know, gee, Oprah was a lot more full of Oprah than, well, I forgot her name. I forgot her name. You see, and you know what? All of these people, Wendy, you know, today there are a lot of people, a lot of your young people, when you talk about Elvis, they'll say, Elvis who? Well, Elvis Presley was, you know, I mean, he was probably the best. Well, they called him the king of rock and roll, but he was probably one of the best entertainers that ever existed. But, you know, this glory is short-lived. Remember what John Lennon said? That he was more popular than God?
Wow. I didn't know he said that, but okay.
Well, he actually said he was more popular than Jesus. I'm more popular. And that's the same thing, because the Lord Jesus is God the Son. But today, if you talk to a lot of the young people, they'll say, John who? Never heard of him, right? And so all of that importance and the glory that men give each other, that's kind of short-lived, isn't it?
Right.
But the reason that they don't want to recognize God is that in that day of judgment, they'll be accountable for the way they live their lives. And they don't want to be accountable to anybody, do they?
Right, they don't.
So is that going to change the result, you know, at the end of their life? Are they still going to have to stand before Almighty God?
Yeah, they are.
He says this, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sakes. Now, he was talking about his people when they were in obedience, when they were being obedient to him, the Lord, nothing happened to them. They went from nation to nation, went from kingdom to kingdom, and people, they had no fear of their enemies because God was in charge there. God made sure that no man did them wrong, and he reproved kings for their sakes. And he was saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Now, here, when we talk about touch not, who do you think he's talking about, his anointed?
Well, usually people of faith that have been anointed. I guess it could be anybody that has faith in the Lord, couldn't it?
Well, you know how it says that we are the sons of God, and then there are those like the Seventh-day Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses that say that Jesus is the Son of God, but he's not God. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus, okay, is not only the Son of God, he's God the Son. God the Son, and that here he's the only begotten of the Father, which means that was a one-time event, never to be repeated, and that here Christ is the Son of God, but we are sons of God, okay? Those of us that are saved, we're called sons and daughters of God, but Christ is the Son of God. Now, the same thing, that word anointed, Christ is referred to as the anointed one. The anointed one. We are anointed pastors that God has called and anointed to do his work. And it's the same thing with apostles. Well, people don't know what an apostle or a prophet is. And today we still have prophets today. The difference is the prophets today are forth tellers and not foretellers. And the prophecy is the word of God that they preach. That's the prophecy they preach. And so you had the prophets, and then you have today prophets, which are anyone who's preaching the word of God. And so here, as we go on, he says, sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day all his salvation. Now, when he says, touch not my anointed, he's saying, leave. It's a warning to the heathen, isn't it?
Well, I would think, yeah.
And so here, today, and I have an article right here. Here's an article today. Newly uncovered document reveals left-wing deep state elites' battle plan against all Christian Americans. All of, so here, it goes in here. Joe Biden, it's got a picture of Joe Biden. And, you know, remember what Biden says, that anyone who preaches the gospel the old-fashioned way, meaning preaches the truth, that they're going to be subject to hate crimes. And so, and by the way, I'm going to play a little clip at the bottom of the hour of Joe Biden when he was a senator. But anyhow, so today, the message that he's giving you out here is a message to Joe Biden, or Joe Bama, as some called. It's a message to Chuckie Schumer. It's a message to Nancy Pelosi, to AOC, and the Squat, to Jerry Nadler, to Adam Schiffless, to those hussies from hell. They all stand condemned. Right now, today, they all stand condemned. That's what God's Word, the Bible, says. If we go over to John, I want to go over to the Gospel of John, and in chapter 3, here, and in fact, it's very highly unlikely that those that I just mentioned will ever, ever repent, Wendy. What is necessary for salvation and forgiveness of your sins?
Well, you need to confess your sin and repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you.
Now, there are those like in the Word of Faith movement that preach that repentance is not necessary for salvation. What do you think of that?
Well, it is necessary.
Yeah, what was the first thing that the Lord Jesus preached on? Repentance, huh?
Right.
And he said, lest you repent, then what? As he was giving examples of those that were going to be condemned. And so it's highly unlikely that those that I just mentioned will ever repent. They love death, but they love the death of others more than even the death of themselves, don't they? I mean, do they not like death in any way they can get it, whether it's abortion, euthanasia, the kill shots? It's death. They want as much death as possible, don't they?
I would think.
Do you think that in the Biden White House, those was the 60-something people that were found in the back of that semi died of heat? Do you think there was one tear shed in the Biden White House, or do you think there was laughing and joking about that?
Well, I don't know about the laughing and joking, but I don't think they were too concerned about it.
And so here, these people, would you say, because they refuse to repent, when you see Maxine Waters screaming out there like a banshee, when you hear the wickedness, the things that I've saw Nancy Pelosi and things that she have said, she's an extremely, extremely wicked woman. When you hear Jerry Nadler say that God has no voice in Congress, he's got no say-so here. Boy, he's in for a rude awakening, isn't he?
I would think so.
Okay. And so here, when you hear these people making these statements, when you hear George Soros say that he's a god, and then Oprah Winfrey say she's the source of her own salvation, here's what God's Word, the Bible, says. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and neither cometh to the light, lest the deed should be reproved. But he that doth the truth come to the light, and his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So if you could talk to Nancy Pelosi or Joe Obama, Biden, or Jerry Nadler or Chuckie Schumer or the hussies from hell, if you could talk to them right now tonight, what would you tell them?
Well, mind time. It goes short. You know, it'll be here before you know it. Now's the opportunity. Get on that arc before the door closes. Otherwise, oh well.
So you tell them, repent or perish. Listen to me. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. Do you hate those people?
Do I hate them? No, I don't hate them. I'm sorry that they're, you know, not believing in the Lord Jesus, and they're, you know, it reminds me of the Lord, what he said on the cross, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do, you know. Some of them do know what they're doing, I guess, but don't care.
They've been given over to a reprobate mind where they can no longer, they've become depraved, you know, in total depravity. They have lied so much and so often, they've convinced themselves, like Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton, Stanislav Lunov told me that he learned that whatever it was that he said, he learned to believe his own lies. That when once he said it, like, remember, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And he learned to believe his own lies. Remember what he said? Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And so here they've become depraved. Now, we don't hate them. They hate us. They hate us. And that's what the guys where the Bible said that would happen, that they would hate us. But we understand, we know how it ends. We've read the entire book, and we know how it ends. And so what we try to do is, do we want to see anybody burn in hell?
No, we don't want to see anybody burn in hell. Who would want to see anybody burn in hell?
But there's a lot of them that deserve. There's a lot of them that deserve to burn in hell. But even though we don't want to see that, we would rather have them repent, wouldn't we?
Right.
But we know that they're not going to, because they've been told over and over, and they've become hardened, and they've been given, like I said, the things that they say and do is evidence that God has given them over to a reprobate mind. And so I'm going to stop right here for tonight, and we're going to hear from Joey Biden when he was senator. Could you play that clip there? It's coming.
The circumstance relating to avian flu, we don't have enough vaccines, we don't have enough police officers, and we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here? And
now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, he did it his way. Regrets, He's had none. Not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it his way. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth's revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
Well, he did it his way. He's doing it his way. And at the end of the day, God's going to get his way. And you've got his word on it. And I had a lady, Wendy, that called me when she heard that song for the first time. She was beside herself. She had always had a problem with Frank Sinatra singing I Did It My Way. And when she heard that song, she said, finally, that's the way it should have been sung all along. But have you ever heard that expression, a self-made man?
Yep, I have.
There is no such thing, Wendy. There is no such thing as self-made man.
Yeah, I mean, all good things come from God, right?
Absolutely. Apart from the Lord, we could do nothing. God sustains us. He sustains us. Apart from him, would be totally helpless, right?
Right.
So there's no such thing as a self-made man. And, you hear these guys, he's a self-made millionaire and this and that. No, he's not. And without God's help, you don't get anywhere. That's reality. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but that's reality. How do we know? Well, God has said so. Right.
Right. I mean, doesn't the scripture say he's the lifter up of your head?
Yep.
Yep.
And so, what
yes.
is my little Wendy up to tonight? What do you have
well,
for
you
us?
Know me. I'm up to a couple of things. But I want to take a moment. You have a listener in New York. Vera, if you're listening, sweetheart, call me tomorrow. I've been trying to reach you. Anyway, hope she'll give me a call. We have some medical professionals asking for a complete overhaul of the medical system. Can you believe it? Do you think that'll ever happen, Pastor?
Not as long as you have Pharmakia, Big Pharma there. You know, it's all you hear. I've been telling people about this for decades. This program was brought to you by Pfizer. This program was brought to you today by Pfizer. You know, it's all you hear, you know, and people still haven't gotten it, you know, and we've been telling people for decades, folks, the reason that they don't tell you how many people die every year from prescription drugs alone, much less all the others, you know, that wasn't including the kill shots. But how many people die every year? But you won't hear that on NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox News because we're brought to you by Pfizer. That's why. But go ahead.
Yeah, basically, that is the truth. I think you're probably more likely to be struck by lightning than to not have an adverse reaction to a drug. So I think people are getting smarter, though, Pastor. I think many people are starting to see things. But, you know, there's been some polls. I want to tell you about some recent polls showing that, well, Americans were asked, you know, do you think you're pretty healthy? And a majority of them are saying, yeah, I think my health is pretty good. Well, the fact is, Americans over the age of 20, their health is sinking pretty quickly. The information was gathered by Tufts University and also the Harris poll. So let me just say this. In 67 years, Pastor, obesity, you know, 67 years ago, obesity was pretty uncommon, as uncommon as a $5 cup of coffee, okay? So
wow.
newsreels of the U.S. citizens and troops during World War II in Hawaii, have you ever seen those reels? They have some of them up on YouTube. I mean, have you ever noticed nobody's overweight in any of them?
I noticed that.
I mean, they're all trim and thin, flat stomachs. I mean, it's kind of bizarre to look at it because we're so used to seeing, you know, overweight folks. So let me read you this quote by Megan O'Hearn. She's a PhD at Freeman School of Nutritional Science, and she said, according to these polls that were taken on the health of Americans, she said, these numbers are striking. It's deeply problematic that in the United States, one of the wealthiest nations in the world, fewer than one in five adults have optimum heart health, okay? So O'Hearn is describing America as being pretty unhealthy as a nation, and we are not one of the healthiest nations. We're not even in the top 10, Pastor. Here's the top 10. Now, mind you, this is before the COVID thing. Okay, so 2020 before COVID hit. So Spain is number one, then Italy, Iceland, Japan, Switzerland, Sweden, Australia, Singapore, Norway, and Israel. So according to a 2019 Global Perspective on Health, the United States ranked last globally.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So what they said in their report, the Global Perspective said this, the United States ranks last overall despite spending far more on its gross domestic product on health care. The U.S. ranks last on access of care, administrative efficiency, equity, and health care outcomes. Now, even the National Library of Medicine chimed in and said the United States is the wealthiest nation in the world and is far from the healthiest. They go on to say, compared to other countries, Americans are more likely to find care inaccessible or unaffordable. Now, how is that possible with the Affordable Care Act, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, what has the media been reporting to us for a long time now? That Americans are living longer, right? Right?
Yeah.
Hearing that?
Yeah, I've been hearing that, but it doesn't seem to be holding true anymore, does it?
No, National Library of Medicine said this: Americans live shorter lives and experience more injuries and illnesses than people in other high-income countries. In most instances, compared to other countries, Americans are living 4 to 5 years less. For the past 3 decades, this difference of life expectancy has been growing, especially among women. So women are not living as long either. Remember, women would always outlive husbands by 7 to 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Now they go on to say, the consequences of not attending these current trends are predictable. This is what they predict. They say the United States will probably continue to fall further behind compared to other countries on health outcomes and mortality. They say, in addition, the personal toll this will take and the drain on life and health may ultimately affect even the economy, our prosperity, and other countries. They say we will not have a healthy or productive workforce. You're already seeing that. As far as the population goes, there is so much at stake, especially for the American youth. The U.S. can't afford to ignore the growing health disadvantages. End of quote. Yeah, so you're not hearing that on your news outlets because they're sponsored by drug companies.
Well, drug companies don't. The purpose is not to cure any ailment. It's to treat the ailment. That's where they make their money, just treating it, not curing it, right?
Yeah, you know, treat, like you give your dog a treat or you give a kid a lollipop. You know, we're just going to make you as comfortable as possible with your disease until you die from it. That's what managing your symptoms is all about.
Well, we have a culture of death here more and more, especially, in the nursing homes and that, make them comfortable and let them die. The culture of death that Janet Yellen, talking about, the head of the Treasury, talking about abortion is good for the economy. So if you're pregnant, kill it and go to work. I mean, that is evil. That is really evil. I mean, that Biden administration is pure evil. There's nothing about it that's not pure evil, is there?
Right. It's really just discerning. I mean, people are just, what do you do about it? I think people are wondering if, the voting is even going to be safe for them to vote. I mean, what would you advise people to do, Pastor? How can you make change? You got so many wicked people in positions of power. It's such a big, a complex. How do you change it?
Well, here's how we change it. First of all, God's word says that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. So you got to believe that. If you're saved, you need to believe that. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Now, number two, God has told us what we need to do. It's not a mystery out there. He's given us three main missions. And the main missions while we're here, I told you, is always the first one is always to is the Great Commission. The Great Commission, preach the gospel in season and out, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy God, teach it. So the second, from Genesis to Revelation, God's word is very clear that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience. And then the third, he tells you what? To hold to the traditions of the apostles, stand fast, don't back up, don't give up any ground. Hold your ground, occupy until the Lord returns. So those are our missions. We have that. And so this is where we go. We go for it. We're in obedience to the Lord. We run to the battle, not away from the battle. And, he's given us, Wendy, in his word, he's given us the discernment to understand that we don't recognize what we have today, like the Biden regime and the fake news media. We don't recognize any legitimacy. They have no legitimacy there. Okay? They use the language of illusion, confusion, and delusion. So we just, first of all, he tells you, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Read the Word of God. All of the instructions are in there. What to do is in there. Read it, study it, believe it, and do it. Right?
Right. I'm with you. Well, let's get to this Tufts poll and find out what they found. Now, Tufts University, guess what? They polled 55,000 people over the age of 20. Now, this was prior to the COVID-19 problem. And there were five categories that they looked at assessing health. And what they found was less than 7% of the people matched the criteria for optimum health. So here's what Tufts University poll found. 6.8% of adult Americans have good cardiac health, and this included blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and body weight. Only 6.8% had good heart health. That's incredible. So now also to the amazement of the researchers, they found, they compared also to previous polls that they had on health, and they saw this decline over a 23-year period, and they considered it, quote, a steep decline. So from 1999, the polls were saying 1 in 3 Americans were considered healthy. In 2018, the polls were saying 1 in 4 were healthy. The same type of decline also showed in the diabetic category. So here's what they said. This is Dr. Hearn. She says, we need a complete overhaul of our healthcare system, food system, environment, because of the crisis everyone is in. Disease is not the only problem. We don't just want to be free of disease. We want to achieve optimum health and well-being. So what she's describing is you guys want cures. You want authentic cures. You don't want to be treating your disease the rest of your life. You want to be cured. And what the medical definition of cure is to be put into your original wellness before you got sick. Healthcare doesn't seem to do that. You know?
Well, it's not. You know, it's not. Again, like you say, that's the point. It's there. You know, there's. I remember what a doctor told me one time. He said, the problem of it is, he said, we're practicing medicine. We're not doing medicine. And that's the difference. So the point of it is this is what you're into, and like Peter Glidden and others, you're into curing, okay, the patient, to cure the patient, okay, and to, you know, eliminate the ailment, the disease. They don't. They're not into curing the patient. They're into treating.
Their philosophy is a little different, a little twisted. But let's look at the Harris poll before we run out of time. The Harris poll was reported in January 2020, wound up in the Physicians Weekly publication. They reported that 7 in 10 Americans rated their health as good or excellent, but the poll was conducted by the American Osteopathic Association, and it included over 2,000 U.S. adults. And in many aspects, the person's lifestyle was looked at, their work, their sleep, their exercise habits, their environment, their mental health, all rolled into, you know, how accessible they had to healthcare and all that. So the poll concluded that under 60% of Americans were indeed healthy enough to be considered in good health. So less than 60%. They said this, when we think about whole person health, we also consider a number of factors outside people's control, and we're seeing things that need improvement. And that's so true. There's a lot of things outside our control with regards to certain things regarding health, but people will say we need change, right? Dr. O'Hearn says that we need to take into consideration things like, you know, I guess environment and the economy. See, that's how it's all intertwined. So when you want to make change in healthcare, which is a third of the nation's domestic product, that's a lot of money. So you're including politics and you're including legislators. So it's not just making a change in healthcare. You're going to have this domino effect. So there was a turning point, and I'm going to show you this big picture here, Pastor. Where did the United States go wrong? Well, when you look at the big picture, changes started to happen post-World War II. So right after World War II, there were some things that changed and had significant impact that has affected the health of Americans. And here are just eight national changes. Let me see what you think. We started with GMO foods. They genetically modified the grain, the wheat. Farming was changed. Family farms, so they weren't using crop rotations. Instead, agricultural changed, and they were using more chemicals. And then fast food chains replaced home cooking diners. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. I certainly do.
You could go in there and get a decent plate of meatloaf and mashed potatoes and green beans.
Yeah, we still have a couple of them around. We still have a couple of those around, yeah.
Oh, okay. Then also we had more modern convenience, so the people were required to put forth less physical effort. Also, vaccine programs were coming into play, massive mandated vaccines, creating also diabetes. The FDA was also created to oversee food and drugs. Your medical schools, here's the big one. The medical schools, after 1940, doctors no longer went to nutrition natural therapy schools, but they went to the AMA medical school. So if you look at journal articles from doctors before 1940, they're talking about healing you with nutrition, with the minerals and vitamins and stuff. And after that, it was all petrochemical therapies. So this is the big picture. You had some huge changes that impacted this healthcare sector, from, you know, growing your food to who's managing and overseeing, you know, your foods and your drug therapies, and also, basically a change in where you went out to eat. So there's a bunch of changes here. And also, according to the National Library of Medicine, they had a report that the United States has fared far worse in 10 categories with regard to health care. And here they are: birth outcomes, injuries and homicides, adolescent pregnancy, including sexual transmitted diseases, HIV and AIDS, drug addictions, obesity and diabetes, drug-induced mortality, heart disease, lung disease, and disability. So those are huge as well, that they're really not fulfilling any kind of improvement for folks. So you can see the healthcare system, the food systems, the legal government systems, they're all intertwined, and they're all, you know, having a tremendous impact, creating crises in different categories. So the wrong people in the key positions in many of these systems is going to be very difficult to create a positive change.
I know. But, Wendy, when I see all of what is happening, and eventually I'm going to be preaching a message on returning to Genesis 6, because what is happening out there today, remember what brought the flood upon the earth. Remember that the people, you had the Nephilim, you had the angels, the sons of God, the fallen angels, taking women, daughters of men, and they had these offsprings where their DNA was changed, and they were not fully human. And that's exactly what they're doing today with these bioweapons, the mRNA. They're changing the DNA of people. And I've got some articles here. For example, this is an amazing one. It talks about the blood clots. And it shows you this horrible-looking thing here, exclusively shocking microscopic photos of blood clots extracted from those who got the poisonous poke, got the death clot. And it says, suddenly died, crystalline structures, nanowires, chalky particles, and fibrous structures, and it's pictures of these blood clots that they've taken out of people due to these vaccines. And he goes on to say, today we're publishing a series of lab microscopy photos of bizarre clots, which are now being routinely found in adults who suddenly died in a number of months following COVID vaccinations. There you go.
Right. Well, let me mention before I forget, because we'll get busy. We're in the middle of our Independence Day sale, and it runs through the 10th of this month, and it's 25% off. So anybody out there that's interested in getting any of the pandemic kits, snake bite kits, heart attack packs, or any of these things, this would be a good time to get it and save 25%. They can call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, or visit our website at powerherbs.com. Details are online. Also, Pastor, I did a report on how the COVID serum is affecting your thymus gland. And do you know why that's important?
Why?
Your thymus gland teaches your antibodies to attack invading pathogens and not you. So with a key protein change in serums, they can give you autoimmune disease and weaponize your immune system to attack you instead.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what's happening. I've seen a number of these people, and it seems like for women particularly, they get, after taking these shots, they can't control their nervous system, their arms, they're flaying their arms and their legs and their feet. I haven't seen that with any men yet, but I've seen it with a number of cases with the women. But
well, you have to know that serums change. The lot numbers can change, and they can change the serum and test it in different areas of the country or world. They do that a lot.
I know that. And see, I've been telling people since back in the 80s about the depopulation program, that the ongoing depopulation program, now they've really kicked it into full gear, and they're going after the children, promoting these kill shots. It's just unbelievable that it's happening. Here's an article here very quickly. Australian officials scramble for answers after diphtheria reported for the first time in over 100 years. So here now you've got diphtheria. And also what you talked about a minute ago about diabetes, I got an article over here that talks about that these kill shots are causing what they call vaccine diabetes. What is it, diabetes 1? What are they?
Yeah, there's type 2 diabetes, type 1, yeah.
Type 1. They're being caused by these kill shots.
Yeah, vaccines have been causing that for a while, though. You know, that's nothing new. It disrupts the way the cell ports blood to take sugar out of the blood to feed the cell, so it's a disruption.
Hang in there, young lady. We're up against a hard break when we come back. Boy, you ready for a lot of lightning rounds? Get ready. We'll be back right after this with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.